Welcome to Grand Central. Embark on a multi-generational journey of conversations filled with insight, encouragement, and wisdom. A special time set aside for grandparents. Here's your host, best-selling author, acclaimed speaker, and devoted grandfather, best known as Pop Pop, Tim Huff.
Welcome, Grand Central listeners. We're so glad you're with us. If you're listening to this live on Joy Radio, we're in the middle of March, and the days are still getting longer, and springtime is more at hand, and the rainy season that brings the flowers and the greenness and the lushness, it's on our doorstep. So hang in there through the slush if you're listening in Canada. My guest, she's been here the last 2 weeks, is a grandmother and an inspirational leader of Gather Women, Kathy Ostapchuk. Thank you, Kathy, for being with us one more time.
Good to be here one more time.
We're so glad to have you. We've had some great conversations about, last week in particular was about long-distance grandparenting and close grandparenting, but what it means to work on the long-distance one. And that was so meaningful. I know a lot of listeners are responding and just going, wow, I needed someone to speak to that, who's going through it and can speak to it eloquently and gently. So thank you for that. What we want to do today is talk about a couple of words that you and I discussed way back when preparing for this. One of the words, Kathy, when I said to you, you know, if you were to pick words to talk about grandparenting on a radio, quick little radio show, what words come to mind to you? And one of them was legacy. Speak to me about the word legacy as a grandmother, as Grams.
As Grams,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're building just something for the future, right? So when you think about legacy, you're going to make decisions that you may not make if you're not thinking legacy. You're always thinking, what am I leaving behind? What kind of humans, you know, am I helping to shape? When you're raising your own kids, honestly, like, you're just so busy with trying to keep all the things together. You're trying not to kill your own children pretty much half the time.
Right.
And then you're thinking about their future, but you're also thinking, you know, when can I get them out of my house? And when can I actually? So you're thinking differently, right? But with your grandchildren, you're thinking, oh my gosh, like, from the moment they're born, you look at them so differently because you're different now. You're not so absorbed in, you know, all of the technical, you know, realities of raising children day to day that you get to think beyond yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about the world that they're going to be in and what they need. So you're not doing the job of the parents. Different with all the parents and with all the kids, depending on the relationship that you have with your children, but you're looking for the gaps, you know, where you can step in and speak into them and tell them things about themselves, remind them, you know, that they were created for purpose, but also look at their ways. I know I had a mentor when my son was born, and she kept saying, watch his ways. And I did, but I wanted him to be like everybody else.
His ways.
Yeah, watch his ways, you know, and he's a boy, like, he needs to be well-behaved, he needs to follow the rules, right. He needs to be good in math and science, he needs to end up in business. Like, I was trying to put him into this box that I thought he'll be most successful, and that was a mistake, because Jordan is, you know, he's surpassed all of the things, you know, I thought he would do, but he picked his own path in a way. The grandkids, they can be anything they want to be. And even if they're challenged, my oldest grandson, you know, he falls in the spectrum of neurologically divergent. That wasn't a word that they had for us growing up. He's creative. He's an artist. He's a musician. He's a sports guy. Like, he's all the things. And I get to say to him and reinforce the fact that, you know, you get to be whoever, more of who you already are. You know, it's the parents' job to maybe put them in the path that they think is best, but it's the grandparents' job to say, I want to help, you know, make you strong in the world that you're going to have to be in.
And when there was that kind of diagnosis, neurologically, what did you say?
Divergent. Yeah.
Were you, having raised your kids in a different era, were you like, oh, brother, we've got a name for everything? Or were you like, Yeah, okay, I want to know what that is and how I can be part of accessing goodness out of that.
Yeah, I want to know what that is because, you know, the parents are like, okay, now, you know, they want him to be acceptable to society, right? Every parent does, where the grandparent says, I want you to be yourself because you've got the kind of, you've been gifted with the kind of personality and makeup, you can actually change your world. Like the world now is made up of disruptors.
Right.
And so you want to raise your children to be so confident in who they are that they will disrupt in the most positive ways. You don't want grandchildren that are, you know, conforming and people pleasers.
Right. But you didn't, like everything's got a title is what some of
right.
The Baby Boomer Plus is like, there's a lot of eye rolling going, oh my gosh, yes. We just got through things. We didn't bubble wrap ourselves over every issue and things like that. But you have to find that place where you don't have that attitude where you're looking down on terminology that might have helped in our era to understand people and move people along better. It's a fine line, isn't it?
I think it's gray. I think it's yes and, both and, right? Like, lack of titles is good because you just relied on gut intuition. You knew what you could do and what you didn't know, you didn't know. But now you know too many things. Like, everything is on an app. Everything. There are regressions, there are successions, there, everything is on the app. You can track every single thing.
Right.
And I think when you're a grandparent, you have the opportunity to really lean in and discern just by spending time with them, like, who are you really? You know, how can I build that app without an app, without the knowledge? But contributing to support for the areas that they need extra support without judging the parents.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a real balancing act to bring some old school sensibility along with you and not reject some of the good things that we can be learning now from terms or science or whatever it is. Boy, I know for a fact that we have many listeners who are trying to figure that out for themselves as grandparents.
Yeah, and you know, when I think about the kids that are far away, 2,000 miles away, and the kids that are, you know, 20 kilometers away. The term equity, too, how do you treat all grandchildren fairly? Because the time is going to look different, the space, the financial investment, so that everybody feels that they're getting the same investment from you, even though it looks different. And that's been a challenge, like, right. You know.
So for our listeners, if you missed last week, I do want you to go back and listen if you can, grand-central.ca. But what Kathy's referring to is she has two grandkids 20 kilometers away in the next town, and she has two grandchildren 2,000 kilometers away in Winnipeg, that far from Southern Ontario. So the equity of sharing yourself equally, I mean, that's part of your legacy, right, is that the grandkids who are close don't see you as adoring, and the grandparents who are physically far away think like, oh, you know, we're not as cared for.
Right, right. So you...
That's work.
You have to think about it for sure. Yeah, you have to think about it. Yeah.
Wow. So legacy. How do you feel that's going?
We'll see. I mean...
In your heart, can you tell? In your heart, are you going, I can sleep well tonight?
Yeah, I mean, they've got people in their corner, you know, and whether you believe in a creator or not, you know, when you're emotionally supportive of a human being and they know that you're there, they've got your back, they're gonna be okay. And I believe that. They're going to be okay. The world is not okay, but people in each generation come up with solutions to meet the problems of the world, and they will too. But you need to support, you know, the innovative thinking, their self-reliance. You need to support, you know, interdependence. You need to teach them to be collaborative. And, you know, when I was raising my kids, again, like, I didn't think about these things. Like, I just wanted them to be, you know, just get a job sort of thing, you know. But now I'm thinking so much more. I'm thinking prophetically and imaginatively for these kids because, you know, they will need to be change makers. They will need to be, you know, they will need to have a different worldview because it's global.
Your husband, he goes by Grandpa, Papa?
Papa.
Papa. And do you, you know, when you're parents, you come as a united force. You might figure it out in another room, but when you get in front of your kids, like, okay, we're going to have the same rules, the same sensibilities. You're mm-hmm. not going to get two different stories. Is it the same in grandparenting around legacy? Grams and Papa, are they like on the same page?
Yeah, I see them. We both go all in different ways. Mm, but right. Not always. Like, you know, I may or may not tend to spend more, want to spend more.
Got it.
But in terms of time and investment intentionality, we're both there.
Yeah. And isn't that, I mean, that's the gift of still having your spouse with you at this stage mm-hmm. in your life, right? Because mm-hmm. you think of, you know, you still have someone to bounce these things off of.
Mm-hmm.
And that's such a blessing. So for those of you listeners that are still with, you know, grandmas and grandpas together, for whatever life mm-hmm. reason, and those of you who aren't, we think of you, we know the journey for you if you are mm-hmm. single grandparent, you've lost through separation, divorce, or passing away, or disease, or whatever, you know that we're thinking of you, that as we prepare these shows, we pray lots and think lots about who might be listening, and we pray for you too, that your legacy, even as a single grandparent, not even, especially as a single grandparent, is profound.
Yeah.
Man, great comments on legacy. Listen, I had a series of words that I thought we'd talk about, but I think we're just doing a show on legacy here. We've only got a couple of minutes left. So it'll be interesting to see what the legacy feels like when we have teenagers in our lives.
If we're still alive.
If we're still alive. Heaven help us. I pray we are. And because the world is moving so fast with technology and with people's interests and, you know, this is why we think grandparenting is more vital than ever on this show.
Yeah. And formative years are different than teenage years.
Yeah,
like teenage years, they kind of know everything. They kind of know what they're going to know. You're not going to, right? But the formative years when they're little, you know, you've had the opportunity when they start knowing that their peers are more important than you, you know, it's like, okay, I've lost my influence, but you haven't. You take these years, take whatever time you have. If it's a minute, if it's 30 seconds, take it.
Pour into it.
Paul Henderson said this to my husband and I. He's been our mentor for years, and his wife, Eleanor. But he said, always end every interaction with, I love you. Not just love ya, see ya, you know.
Very specific.
I love you. And you say it as often, you know, whether you feel it or not, but I love you. And they won't forget that.
Wow. And they won't forget a game-winning goal in 1972 either, right, Paul Henderson?
Well, some generations have forgotten that, but honestly,
that's part of our
legacy.
Making
that's
sure legacy. They remember. Our benediction. Hope you've enjoyed this, friends. And Kathy, I'm going to ask you if you'll be on one more week.
Sure.
I hope you have it in you. You've been so great. May peace and joy be abundant on your grandparenting journey. May you find comfort in knowing you have done your very best to be at your best during this profound and reflective chapter in your life. And may the expressions of your tender heart bring great light and goodness to the precious young ones that you cherish. Until next time, God bless and Godspeed.
Thank you for joining us for Grand Central. Engaged and loving grandparents have proven over and over to be life-giving and life-changing in young lives throughout history. But the need for grandparents and all they have to offer has perhaps never been as great as it is today. The Grand Central goals are to inspire, honor, and help resource grandparents on their journey of goodness. If you're a grandparent or grandfriend and would like to share your experience or leave a thoughtful comment, please visit grand-central.ca. Tune in to Grand Central with Tim Huff every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here on Joy. Grand Central is a Youth Unlimited initiative.